We are set to go in the 5A finals. Eagle Crest wins the tip. And the ball out to Colby Ross, who will start the offense with George Washington in man defense. Just underway in the 5A state championship. Ensery pass to Moakley. Misses the layup. And the rebound quickly ripped down by George Washington. They'll push it up into the front court. Calvin Fugette at the point. There's the big man, Trey Pierce. Little motion off the man defense. Both teams playing man. A little more aggressive man by Eagle Crest. High dribble. Ball nearly turned over. Working it around. Shaheen Spear can't handle the basketball. That's turned over. Ikenna Ozor on the break. Ozor holds it up, and there's a steal. Stolen away, and we've got a foul as Gervais Green gets taken out. And just a nice collision in the backcourt.
And Gervais Green is a big guy with a big build, but he is sneaky quick. He is a he's a master of the steal and the breakaway. And if I had to put a little money down, I'd say we'd see at least a dunk or two out of him tonight on that same exact play.
7:21 to go in the first quarter, just underway from the 5A Boys State Championship. George Washington will keep possession of the basketball. John L. Fugette will walk it up the court. Takes a pick from Spear, takes it left to the elbow, kicks it out left wing, back over to Green. Green brings it out near midcourt. He's going to work off a pick from Spear, too, top of the key. Green goes right to Fugette. John L. Fugette, a lot of dribbling, way too much dribbling early on. Now John L. over to Calvin, jumper, short, rebound comes down to Boakley. And off to the race is Eagle Crest. There's a pass up the court to Ozor. Ozor for two.
A beautiful pass by Ross. I mean, that was laid in there just like a great Peyton Manning throw.
Gervais Green spins in the paint and draws the foul. And it looks like he's going to shoot two.
You know, one of the things you'll notice about this George Washington team, if Eagle Crest scores a basket, they're not going to sit around and walk the ball up and hang their head. That ball is going down the court instantly, and that's how they played all season long.
Gervais Green to the foul line, where he's shooting 65% on the season, hits the first. As I said earlier, headed to Western Nebraska Community College in Scotts Bluff, and one of the better junior college basketball programs in the nation. Second foul shot from Green, rims out, no good. 6:40 to go in the first quarter, just underway in the 5A Boys State Championship. Eagle Crest 2, George Washington 1. Eagle Crest into the offense. Colby Ross high on the left wing. He'll swing it around, right side Ozor. Ozor looks right, dishes Garnes. Garnes goes baseline. He's cut off, got a dead dribble. He had the shot if he wanted. Boakle back out to Garnes. Three-pointer, set shot, no good. Backside board to Green. Green will push it right up the court to midcourt. Now Green, he's going to get called for a palm. Jumper left wing off the back of the iron. Rebound, offensive board. GW put back, no good. Fight for the basketball. Who's got it? George Washington still has it. And that's going to be a foul as Calvin Fugette comes down with the basketball. And he was fouled on the putback. He'll shoot two.
Eagle Crest fouls at number three.
Green's got to watch it because he's palming that basketball.
Yeah, definitely. And he's a guy that when he decides to go to the basket, there's not a whole lot anybody can do about it. No. You just got to hope to sort of get in his way as best you can.
You get short on the first of two.
You know, you mentioned it at the outset. Eagle Crest, an excellent foul shooting team. George Washington can't afford to have too many of these hollow trips to the line.
And he misses both. And that's what I was going to mention is George Washington does not shoot foul shots well. Victor Garnes quickly up left side, crosses over, takes it left, pump fake, no good, and he's called for a travel.
Got a little shuffle in there, and I think he's probably, he's disagreeing, but I think it was right. And look, you get to the middle, and Trey Pierce is waiting, you're not going straight up with it. You're just not.
New. Little pressure from Eagle Crest, trapping in the corners. They'll skip the pass, now up high to start the offense. Swing pass, there's Green, jump stop, great move, and called for a travel. Looked like a nice
another
jump
one of those
stop.
Step throughs.
5:48 to go in the first quarter, 2-1, Eagle Crest leading George Washington. Green picking up Garnes in the backcourt. Victor Garnes, the point guard, will walk it up, crossing midcourt into the forecourt. 5:38 left in the first quarter. Boakle kicks it right side to Ozor, and we've got a whistle away from the basketball. And the refs are getting this game under control early. I don't want to say they're blowing it too much early, but I think they're trying to set the parameters for the guys.
Yeah, and I think that that happens in one of these games. It's a high-tempo kind of game because this game, you know, the expression played above the rim is not often used in high school, but this game really will be. There will be a lot of physical play in and around the basket, and it's not uncommon to just to let them play sometimes, but I think you're right. The refs are setting the parameters early.
Eagle Crest on the reversal. Into the basketball. Forsberg still with the basketball. Top of the key. Garns drives left. Loses the basketball. And there's a turnover. Spear over right. Huguette drives. And that is blocked. Blocked again. Gets it back. And Eagle Crest is off to the races. Colby Ross with the basketball to Forsberg. Forsberg into the forecourt. Right side. Kicks it right corner. There's a drive by Garns. Garns into the paint. In some trouble. Off to Bokel. One-handed runner. Good.
Number 45, Nick Bokel.
And George Washington waits nothing, and a quick drive by Fugette, Calvin Fugette Jr., and he's fouled. That's one thing is George Washington is being very aggressive, make or miss. They're pushing the basketball at the court.
Yeah, you can't sleep on the Patriots. I mean, if that ball's through the net, it's coming down the court in a hurry. And Calvin Fugette is one of the best in transition, one of the best finishers in the state.
Calvin Fugette hits the first of two. 4-2, Eagle Crest leading George Washington with 4:54 left in the first quarter. Calvin Fugette, second foul shot is up and good. He hits them both. 4-3, Eagle Crest leading George Washington as Colby Ross will bring it up court. Picked up by John L. Fugette, and Ross dribbles around him looking for that contact. As you said, Doug, kicks it out left wing. The ball tipped away. And it looked like Green got a hand on it. Then it went off of Victor Garns. Out of bounds possession to George Washington.
You mentioned Ross in the contact. He plays a lot like it's kind of a cross between Dirk Nowitzki and Chris Paul. I mean, just always putting himself in an awkward position in hopes that that defense will commit a foul.
Nice job by George Washington breaking the press. Jumper right wing. Good. John L. Fugate. 6-4, and George Washington has their first lead with 4:24 left in the first quarter. He just drilled the jump shot off the break. Garns on the left wing. Up high Okor. They'll swing it around right wing. Great reversal and entry pass, but missing the shot is Ozor. He gets it back out to Forsberg. Three, no good. Offensive board, Bokel. Bokel whips it out to Ross, who goes down low. Ball knocked away by Spear, and George Washington off to the races. There's a spin move. And there's the palming call.
There, you called it, Reno.
Well, I think they let him get away with it the first couple of times up the court, but they're not going to do it the entire game. 3:59 left in the first quarter. It's George Washington 6, Eagle Crest 4. Turnover on the palm. High on the right wing, Ross, working against the man defense. Eagle Crest, no motion right now by Eagle Crest. Forsberg left wing. They entry pass on the backside to Walton. Walton in the paint, kicks it out. And Walton hit the game-winning free throws last night. Inside to Walton, backside. Ball swatted away. Offensive board, Forsberg. Forsberg has it tipped away, and that's going to be a foul on Calvin Fugette.
You know, if you're Eagle Crest, you cannot wait when you get the ball on the low block, because George Washington plays a swarming style of defense that really features, you know, a guy that's 6'10 just waiting to block anything. So if you get it in there, you've got to go up. You cannot hesitate.
If you get called on the foul, 6-4, George Washington leading Eagle Crest, 3:29 left in the first quarter. Garns will start the offense, tightly guarded by Chantrell White. Forsberg in some trouble, gets it back to Garns. Garns keeps his dribble alive, pushes it right, hands it off to Ross. Ross pulls it out and starts the play. Goes off the pick from Walton, left side, goes right off the side, fakes the shot, pulls it back, puts it up and in.
What a fake by Ross. I mean, that's old school. He just stuck
and
it out there
Ross
and brought it back.
Steal. Up to Forsberg. Forsberg taken out at midcourt by White. And that's going to be another foul against the Patriots. 6-6 the score, 2:59 left in the first quarter.
Number four, Xavion Jackson.
Xavion Jackson checking in for Eagle Crest. And yes, Doug, that is the traditional spelling of Xavion. Jackson will walk it up into the forecourt. Russ, high left. Eagle Crest working it around the perimeter. Jackson back with the basketball to Forsberg, right corner. To Jackson. Jackson drives, dishes out. Three-pointer, Walton open off the front of the rim. No good. One-handed rebound attempt by Fugit. Knocked out of bounds. And that will be George Washington basketball. And yes, my name is traditionally spelled with a D.
Correct.
2:42 left in the first quarter. A defensive game. A game where teams are feeling one another out. Very, very high energy. Aggressive man defense. Fugit kicks it out. There's drive. Green on the baseline. Back around. A lot of driving and dishing. One-handed runner up and no good from Jonel Fugit. And the rebound knocked out of bounds by George Washington. That'll be Eagle Crest basketball with 2:21 left in the first quarter.
You know, that was about as good a possession, both offensively and defensively, as you can see. I mean, the ball movement from GW is phenomenal, but the fact that Eagle Crest got back and didn't allow an easy shot was equally impressive.
Xavion Jackson running the point. 2:12 to go in the first quarter. 6-6 the score. The 5A boys state championship game from Denver Coliseum. I'm Reno Notaro along with Doug Ottawell. There's a top of the key fake. Nice reversal by Eagle Crest. Forsberg, top of the key, setter. Got it.
Forsberg can hit him if you leave him open, Reno. They can't afford to let him float around the top of the key like that.
40% on the season on three-point shots for Austin Forsberg. It's 9-6. Eagle Crest lead. There's a one-handed runner. Follow no good. Another follow up and good. Beautiful play by Trey Pierce, staying with it, gets the offensive boards, and makes it 9-8. Eagle Crest leading George Washington. A minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Ross running the point, kicks it out left wing. Jackson's got the basketball down low. Now Jackson underneath. The ball goes off of George Washington's Calvin Fugit, and that'll be Eagle Crest basketball under the basket. Near side on the baseline, Xavion Jackson will inbound with a minute 19 to go in the first quarter. Eagle Crest 9, George Washington 8. Forsberg baseline, three-pointer, short. Rebound comes down to George Washington, and off to the races we go. Green lays it up for two.
Number 23,
Gervais Green attempted a dunk on a breakaway like that and started it too early and missed. I'm betting coach said this is the championship, get the bucket. 10-9, George Washington.
Well, here's
another steal by
see.
Green. Green breakaway, lays it up for two.
You're 100% right. He's playing it safe, and I think that's a smart thing
another
to do.
Another steal by George Washington and a takedown by Xavion Jackson. Jackson's going to get called on the foul. Great quick hands again. Jonel Fugit causing the turnover.
Number four, Xavion Jackson. His first team fifth.
Yeah, he took off too early last night on a dunk, a breakaway dunk, tried
number
to get
12,
cute
Mo
and missed it.
In
Mo Diallo checking in for George Washington, and Trey Pierce is going to take a seat. Boko back in for Eagle Crest. 45 seconds left in the first quarter. George Washington with a 12-9 lead, and it'll be interesting to see if George goes for a final shot here in the first quarter. High on the left wing, Chantrell White. He'll work it around. Right wing jumper off the back of the iron. That was way too hard. And there's another turnover. A little sloppy that time.
Trying to press the pace, and I get that. But, yeah, you got to take care of the basketball.
Left in the first quarter. George Washington basketball. Eagle Crest with some half-court pressure. Near steal by Forsberg. That could have been a foul on Forsberg. No call by the referee. Skip pass to White. White drives, dishes, right wing to Green. Green kicks it back out. Fugit tries a three, and he is pinned. And that's going to be held ball. Possession stays with George Washington.
I thought
a player like Green, again, too unselfish that time. I expected
him. He had a shot, and he looked to make one
Fugit
more pass.
Fugit drives, dishes. Jonel for three, no good. And that ends the first quarter. We'll take a timeout after one from the Denver Coliseum, the 5A Boys State Championship. It's a George Washington Patriots 12, Eagle Crest Raptors 9. It's Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.